The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
I'm Freckles.
Oh, yeah, I'm Captain Jack.
And welcome to the O-Face Podcast. This week, we're going to be exploring our play bags.
Woohoo!
Okay, so you did mention this.
I did.
In a text to me. What's a toy bag?
Oh.
Or what's a play bag?
I knew it. I win. You owe me $1.
Well, after thinking about it for a while, I mean, I said, that, are you talking about that duffel bag that people bring into the club and it's full of sex toys and whatever they need for that night's play?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have one of those.
Why?
Told you.
I just... I haven't, I guess I'm not up to
you
the caliber.
All, okay, packing so all the heat you
between
need
the
in
three
your
of
pants,
us,
is that what that is?
That's all I need. The three of us, between the three of us, let's be honest, I'm kind of the newbie. But maybe I haven't stepped up to that stage. I haven't achieved that level yet, but I'm sure I'll get there. But yeah, I see people bring in huge duffel bags of.
Let me ask you this.
Oh yeah.
Were you a Boy Scout?
God no.
That's
what it is.
That's what it is.
I'm never prepared.
And on that note, let's prepare our drinks.
I thank God they have condoms right there next to the bed.
Right?
Well done,
see, that's
yes.
why we have them there. Fantastic. All right, so this week, folks, it's my turn to make the drink. And as y'all know, I am a bourbon girl.
No way.
I know. So today, we are going to make Rusty Nails.
Sweet.
Rusty Nails. So it's a little splash of Drambuie.
Boy, just a little bit.
Poured over ice.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about a floater.
Yeah, basically.
Right. But on
and
the bottom.
I am using one of
first.
My favorite bourbons. Oh, that's corked it and squeaked.
Is that called a sinker?
I don't know what that's called.
I like to put it in first because then it kind of
mixes. Yeah.
Nice. You just top that shit off with some bourbon over ice.
Little drink foreplay is what it's called.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I got to get you guys lubed up so I can take advantage of you. So, Freckles also likes the girlfriend's going to kick our ass if we don't stop shaking the ice.
Yeah, that was one complaint. I shake my glass a little too much.
Yeah, so you like these as a rusty Irishman.
Right.
So
I like the rusty Irishman.
Maybe we'll have to try that next episode.
Actually,
we'll
that would be super
Irishman
good because I got some new Irish.
Sample
that,
it back to back. You got new Irish?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Powers? Oh, yeah. That's good.
I do like that bullet bourbon.
Yeah, bullet
very
bourbon
nice.
Is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Okay.
All right, everybody sip up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I'm staying here tonight.
Sounds good.
All good.
I'll put an extra pillow on the bed.
It's finally going to come true because here we are 3 minutes and 28 seconds into the podcast and we have a reference for Captain Jack and Miss Jenga.
It wasn't me.
This week goes to Miss Jenga.
It's like everybody's like, oh my God, the CPAP machines are so unsexy, those big breather masks and whatever. Oh,
I know them well.
I kind of had a thing for Darth Vader. So the
fighter pilot. I'm a fucking fighter pilot.
Like, what, you ran into the Emperor? Come on.
No. No. Sorry. A little too crusty for me. I mean, I like them crusty, but I like it weird and sloppy. I think he might just roll away. He's a husk. Anyway. So play bags. So you don't
I don't have one. No, not really. No.
Yeah, we were speculating if you had a play bag or not and what the reasons were.
I can't keep track of my keys, let alone a bag while I'm naked. No. Not gonna happen.
There's one bag you can keep track of when you're naked. That's it. Just the one.
Just the one.
The one you're banging.
I was going to say the one he was carrying on his person, but sure, let's go with that. Let's go with the one he's banging, because that's not it. That's not well done.
Shit. I just can't win. Anyway.
Oh, how many of these have you had before I got here?
I not.
Seven. One. No, zero.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so toy bag.
Right.
So I don't have one. Well, there was a couple times where me and the girlfriend did bring a small bag. In it had a small toy, lube, condoms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you lose it?
We didn't even use it.
Oh.
Right. Yes. That happens. The toy bag is not always so broken out.
We do fine without anything. So
good.
Not that that's like a
that's super exciting
explainer brag, but
no, it's good.
I do that's want good. To expand things.
Yeah,
but mm-hmm. other people always have fun stuff to share. So
yeah. True, and yeah. you just slap a condom on it, and you're good exactly. to go. So, well, I had a overnight date last night, so I'm not sure exactly what all is in my play bag. Sometimes it gets, yeah, just shit shoved in there.
Jenga
so.
Had a date.
I did. Jenga had a date. It was a lot of fun. I've got a regular squeeze who's super awesome.
Oh, yeah. I think I know who he is.
Yeah. We went to a dance party last night and hung out and had some dinner. And
danced your faces off.
It was in an ice cream parlor. It was fucking rad.
Wait, a dance in an ice cream parlor?
Yeah, it was a rave.
Oh, rave.
Dude, it's Seattle.
Yeah.
Everything's a rave.
I got to play pinball. I played pinball.
No, I love pinball.
Yeah, they have vintage arcade machines and game machines. They've got like the original Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man. And full tilt, baby. It's ice cream parlor, pinball, and a rave. It was weird and awesome all at the same time. It was all ages. So like there was like a little baby raver that was like 5. I came in and got some ice cream and then danced for a while.
Like literally all ages. Yeah. Like anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then there was like some 60-year-olds that showed up and it was cool.
What's going on here?
Stuff like that. I totally like
stuff
like
that. Were the 60-year-olds sucking on pacifiers?
No. They were sucking on ice cream.
Ice cream.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So here's my play bag.
All right. You know, oh I've seen that.
Wait,
I'm not sure
that picked up on the microphone. Can we do that again?
It's like a ka-thunk. Medium to large size purse.
Yeah.
And I've seen big, huge duffel bags before, but this, nice little flogger zipper. Mm-hmm. Very appropriate. Okay, let's break this puppy open.
So this actually is a repurposed laptop bag. Nice. I got this on clearance at a ladies' clothing store. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. And let's see what kind of shenanigans are in here. Mm-hmm. So I have...
Into the world, the Jenga.
I have a baby pirate hat.
What? Is that supposed to go on somebody's cock?
No.
What? No, it's even too big.
It's too big. It's a fascinator. It was...
It was for the crazy hat party after the ice cream.
There was... Yeah.
You got hair clips in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So that's left over. Here's my thong from last night.
All right. I'll leave that on the table.
Sweet. What? You don't want to... here's lingerie.
Nice.
That's always in there. That's not.
Yeah, that's yeah.
It's always. Okay, and then I have my purse. And this is usually the purse that I also carry at club. So let's see what kind of interesting stuff is in here. Oh, glitter and lipstick.
Hmm.
I do sparkle lips, so it's a stripper trick. You take your base lipstick and dab some sticky lip gloss on top, and then you pat on micro glitter. And then you can leave a glitter trail all over dicks.
Can I?
Yeah, if you want to put it on.
I think red or silver. Actually, silver, red, Captain Jack. That's probably going to be your color.
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? You could do a
mix
of silver and
red. You know what? Let's make this more interesting. You start pulling shit out.
Oh, goody. This is exactly what I want to do. Okay.
Have we got past all the clean stuff?
All right. Oh, this feels heavy. Feels like a bunch of coins.
That's a sap.
Like a bunch of rolled up coins.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it is. A bunch of rolled up coins. All right. And
that's in case someone gets too frisky.
Souvenirs.
It's a butt plug. Just put a condom over it. No.
Really?
No.
No.
That'd be
a roll of quarters. It was for the arcade.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, pinballs.
Excellent.
But you could totally use this as a butt plug. Okay. Like you just put a condom over it.
Ooh. It's a bag within the bag.
Here we
go.
Okay. True. But
lube.
Yeah, it's a little.
See,
little small.
It's a little sensation play. It's kind of cold.
It's got an edge thing to it, though.
It's
that's
nice
a little
thing to, brown paper bagish. No.
All right.
It's tapered.
This pink bag, rather substantial pink bag.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out.
I'm about the bags inside the bags inside the bags.
I have a feeling it's a good toy. Hold on. Oh yeah. It's
there it is.
Tachi.
Merry Christmas.
Standard issue for.
Uh-huh.
So what's a Hitachi for those people out there that don't know?
It is a personal massager.
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a story.
What do you massage with it?
Industrial strength.
Your back? What else are you going to massage with it?
The pictures on the box are wrong.
Oh, this has got like a little angle to it. Looks like it's been used a lot. It's a rugged thing, isn't it?
They are heavy duty.
So I actually, so pull out the rest of the Hitachi there before you do anything else. So
this is a corded Hitachi. I've actually seen them cordless.
But that's bullshit. It always runs out of juice midstream. Like,
yeah, well, you don't want that.
No. That's not
going
to
happen. Just bring an extension cord, as you have.
Yeah, I was actually called a slut for having an extension cord for my for my vibrator.
Okay, who called you a slut?
One of my play partners. It was fun.
Okay. It was fun.
It was in good humor.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're such
not
a
slut. Not the negative slut, the
no.
positive slut.
Yes.
And a bag within a bag within a bag full of condoms.
Yeah, I do that.
What
like,
are the skin black labels?
Huh? I think they're Magnums.
Skin blacks.
I don't know.
No, they're Lifestyles.
Right.
Oh, and a sex toy.
Oh, a sex toy in there. Yeah. It looks like a cock ring of some sort. All right. Nice and pink and maybe a small little vibrator.
Yeah, Screamin' O. They do. They make some good sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so.
I think there was something else in here, but. Oh, lube.
Yeah, double bag your lube, people.
Pink water.
Double lube. Bag your
yeah,
fucking lube.
That's probably a good
Had
idea.
Had so many of those explode
some
in play bags.
Them
it's
that,
ridiculous.
That just constantly leak.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, have you used the Hitachi? Do you enjoy
yes.
the Hitachi?
Oh, they're fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any fun stories with that?
Yeah. A little technique that you can, like, when you're fingering a woman, you use your middle two fingers and you put it in your palm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your typical.
The vibrating
lock,
head of the Hitachi.
Walk the fingers over the. Or stimulate the G spot. Well, you put that in your palm.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Hitachi wand head is vibrating the clitoris. And you can make girls go bonkers.
Yes. Yes, you can.
It's a fun time.
Bananas
and some,
climb the
some
walls.
Women squirt from
some,
that, too.
Yes, they do.
They ejaculate.
Yeah. Yes. And some, I've seen, like, oh, I can't do that. It's too much. It's too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
You'll get used to it, honey.
They get over that. Some,
what else
some
is in the play
get over
bag?
That very quickly.
Okay, a plastic wrap.
Oh, my whore's bath kit.
Whore's bath
Oh,
kit.
Sweet.
Whore's bath. Have you ever heard of a whore's bath?
No.
So these are washcloths, so I can wash my pits, tits, and junk on the go. Yeah. And then I've got another Ziploc bag to put the damp washcloth in because
okay, well,
you never know. Yeah,
yeah. So it keeps everything else dry.
And mm-hmm. it's very eco-friendly as well because yep. these are reusable. Oh, there you go. Extra pair of panties.
Heel panties.
Yeah.
Made you look on the back of them. That's pretty good.
On the butt? Yeah. Yeah.
Looks
socks.
Like pair of socks.
Oh yeah, extra pair of socks, underwear, socks. And then emergency toothbrushes.
Okay.
Multiple emergency toothbrushes.
And it
that's
looks
a good.
Like there's some antacid.
That's papaya enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just in
very
case
good
you get
to
a
settle
little.
The stomach.
And earplugs.
Is there a bottom of this bag?
Nope.
Oh, another pair of panties.
Oh, those are trophy panties.
Trophy
those
panties.
Those got cut off me. Okay.
Detached.
She said in front of her husband.
And a looks like a
Phone charger. Yeah.
USB plug in the wall.
Yep.
Okay. A bottle of something.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best edible lube on earth. The only pro tip for that, if you're going to use the coconut oil, which is actually antibacterial, it's really super good for your skin.
Yep.
However, it can melt latex, so you need to use the non-latex condoms.
The skin condoms.
That is a
XXX body rescue balm is what
yes.
it says.
Yes.
Yes, that is a
That's a that's
a
prescription.
A prescription arnica and body balm for pain management.
Cough drops uh-huh. when you get a little too crazy with the deep throat, I'm assuming. Cherry. Cherry cough
yeah,
drops.
But you know what? It's really fun if you put one of these in your mouth and then give a blowjob because then you can like swirl it around
yes.
on his cock and yeah.
I've experienced that.
Extra pair
nice.
Of socks.
Another pair of socks. You like socks.
You never know.
All right.
Warm feet is important.
It appears to be the
socks can be
of the
used for a lot of things. So out of all of this stuff, Steve, what would you put in your play bag?
Well, Hitachi,
all of your
I
panties.
Think, is a good standard thing. I if I could, okay. So
what
if,
did you say?
All of your panties.
All of my panties.
All of your panties. Yes, exactly. Oh, yes. Out of, if I had a play bag and I wanted to keep track of it while I'm having fun, Hitachi, I think, is a good standby
Yep.
What I'd really like is a duffel bag with Sibian. That would be cool. That'd be awesome.
That's a big undertaking, though. I know. That's a pretty large device.
It's like a $1,500 machine, I think.
Well, there's that, too. But
yeah, yeah, but it makes for a fun
the price
party.
Tag is,
the price
here, okay?
tag isn't the only thing that's hefty
I'm
about the Sibian.
Fantasizing. Yeah, I know. Exactly. I think I'd forego the box or the bag of change. That's the thump. Condom or no condom, I think, yeah.
Not a butt plug, huh?
No.
Well, it doesn't have a handle on it. You don't want to insert anything that might get lost, because then you're going to wind up in the ER.
Don't go to the ER.
All right.
That's no fun. Definitely condoms, lube.
Remember that trivia round where, like, good. We had the... That was a fun thing.
Yeah.
It was for Halloween.
Trivia, what...
The picture round was things that people had shoved up their butts, and then they'd taken x-rays
right.
of it at the ER. Somebody had shoved
Halloween.
A full-size, it was for trivia night. It was last year.
Oh, okay. That's
but somebody had shoved a full-size Buzz Lightyear up their butt. And they had
to infinity.
Right.
And beyond.
Oh, my God. And the wings extended. How the fuck does that happen?
Some of those are jokes. Some of those have got to be fucking
jokes.
Dude,
there's some stuff I've seen in my job
that
I can't unsee.
How's that person not dead? I mean,
right?
That's some serious perforated.
That's perforated colon right there. Yeah. That's what's
Careful
happening.
You don't throw your keys in there.
Here, do you want to wear the pirate hat tonight?
Oh, you're talking to me. Sure.
Yeah, Captain Jack.
You know, out of all the things, I figured you want to put the panties on my head or something. But
I'll take off
my hat.
You can put my thong on your head there, Freckles.
There we go.
Oh, that's so cute. You guys are awesome.
I don't have enough hair to have the hair clip stay.
It's okay. We could attach it to your hat.
There you go.
That's
good. That'd be hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I like having a play bag because I was a Girl Scout gone bad, and I enjoy knowing that I've got all the shit that I need. So it's like...
Situation arises. What are you looking for? That? There you go.
Drink it. And the little emergency toothbrushes and stuff like that. Disposable ones.
Yep.
So.
Well, that was fun.
Those are good things to have.
What's in your bag?
Well, I will tell you.
I think you should make him unpack it. That was pretty funny. Since he doesn't have one.
You know?
I'm curious to see what's in your bag. So your bag went to Burning Man with us.
My bag went to Burning Man.
Did you unpack everything from Burning Man?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Your bag's over there.
Yeah, okay. I'm so jealous you guys went to that. Sounds like so much fun.
It was a blast.
We'll be going back.
If I have time.
All right. Here comes
my
bag.
So this the look of this bag, on the back side, it's kind of a furry, how can you describe it? Like
it's a backpack.
It's a multicolored caterpillar. It's a glow caterpillar.
That's a good way of putting it. What are the tribbles? It's like
there
tribbles
you go.
Gone mad.
It's a striped
tribbles
tribble.
Go to a rave.
Yes.
Yep. Rave tribbles.
I would say I could find this normally on the back of a 12-year-old girl.
Right?
Okay.
It's a
you
little
accept
weird.
That.
So
it's a little
true.
Weird. But you,
that's true.
You accept
yes.
that?
So yeah, no, that's true.
But I'll tell
that's
you what, awesome. The reason I have this bag is because, one, ain't nobody going to steal it.
That's true.
Because that is an identifiable bag.
A 12-year-old girl might.
Not where I use it.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, 12-year-old girl. No, that's not what I want. It's fucking...
Oh, he's got a pocket watch.
Okay.
He's,
all right.
He's
so,
pulling shit
all right.
out.
He's pulling shit out. All right. Yeah. So, you're going to want to be careful in this bag. Because you don't know. You don't know.
I'm going to find something about you.
Probably.
Yeah. Some fun shit.
I can't wait to see what's
so
in here.
So I'm going through the side pocket right now.
Side pocket,
and
yes. External side pocket mesh.
It does work.
It's just a pocket watch.
It's a pocket watch. Yeah, he
it
don't
has
need
a,
no stopwatch.
It has a glow-in-the-dark
that thing would be ticking forever.
That is a Moo card case that is currently empty because we have to reapply for
so
our
So calling
our
cards,
cards,
that's an important
what's
thing.
A Moo
yeah.
card?
Like as you're getting into the lifestyle, make sure that you've got... Like
O-Face podcast cards.
Yeah, that's a recent addition.
So we do calling cards. Do you guys have calling cards yet? You
no.
and your squeeze?
No,
so
no.
I would strongly recommend that you get them, and here's why. So you when you meet people, like when you're out and about and whatever, you may not necessarily want to give out your phone number or give out one person's phone number. And we have an open communication policy in our relationship where we have a joint email address that we give play partners. and anybody that we contact in lifestyle. And that's separate from our personal stuff. So both of us have the login. We can both log in at any time. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, an agreement that you can read whatever communication goes back and forth between us. So those calling cards were printed up specifically for lifestyle.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So that box is...
And with MooCards, you can put your photos on them, which are really cool. True. You can do like 100 different photos. It's awesome.
That's so... Okay, so right now, Captain Jack is looking at the tag on the bag that says Freckles 545 in Kandahar, which is where we were camped for Burning Man this year. Okay. Yeah. There's that. And then my Burning Man ashtray.
Oh.
Yeah. A little 2x2 metal tin with a plastic lid. Mm-hmm. You put burnt smokes in there. So you don't put moop on the ground at the Burning Man.
Matter out of place.
That's the two Burning Man things that are still kind of there. So, all right. Okay. So, side or back pocket.
I thought there was nothing in there.
Empty.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
So let's open that.
Open that bitch up.
Let's start with.
Let's see what's in here. Oh my God! Hey. Wow!
Yeah, hell yeah!
Holy cow!
Oh, okay, my bag is boring.
We're going to stick that one to the top tabletop right there.
What the fuck?
It's a good 6 inches high. The tip's pretty... It's a 6-inch dildo that you eat with a suction cup. Nice. Yep.
So it's a dildo. Yep. So what do you use that for?
Fun. Use it for pretty much whatever I want.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Another Hitachi,
yes.
But, you're not quite the slut that your wife is because you don't have an extension cord.
No, I think he's a bigger
cord.
Slut. Look at his extension cord.
Oh, that's a bigger extension cord.
Now, it's something that you would find in a man shop.
You would find that on any construction site.
Exactly. That is
a big, giant orange.
It is an orange extension cord. It is 5 feet long. It can be used for not just, moving power around, which is really cool, but you can also use it for an impromptu...
Flogger.
Flogger,
yep. Nice. Or can you tie somebody up with it?
You could tie somebody up with it. That would be pretty easy to do. Mm-hmm. And then, tie it up. You can do all kinds of stuff with this. It's pretty fucking cool.
Awesome.
So there's that. So
another thing of coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Bagged. Bags. The extra thing.
Appears to be a butt plug.
That is a prostate stimulator.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Looks like a
vibrating
Ray-Gun.
Too.
It does not have batteries in it at the moment.
So it looks like a ray gun.
Yep.
It kind of does.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yep.
Poo, nice. Poo.
God, really? that is for afterwear right there. That is my sarong.
Sarong, okay. I think I've seen you wear that.
Yep.
Steel libido. Really?
Yep. And fake it till you make it.
And desire with horny goat weed.
Woohoo!
Does it work?
Nine sex boosters.
It doesn't overcome stage fright, but it will add extra.
I've experimented with some performance enhancers, over the counter type. Most of them, the vast majority of them, are just crap.
Yeah.
So, what about the stage fright thing? Before you go further, what's that about?
Stage fright?
Yeah.
All kinds of things. You're in it's not a public place, but it is a public place generally. Mm-hmm. There's play spaces that are out in the open, and if you're not ready for that, then that can be a big, non-entertaining, fun
time.
And
guys can get stuck in the downward circle that will never stop. Once it gets in your head, mentally, you just can't get yourself out of that.
Correct.
Right.
That will happen sometimes.
Yeah. And that happens.
Like the other night. The other night at the club, there was sounded like a girl, could have been a guy. We thought it was a guy.
Right.
Uh-huh. For like 20 minutes, screaming their head off.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where we thought somebody was getting hurt. Obviously not. Nobody got hurt. But it was the point where it's distracting. I started going down that spiral staircase, and I couldn't get my head back out of it. Usually sex sounds
get
are a really good thing.
Yeah.
But this particular case did not.
Was it the tone of the sound, or was it just...
It sounded like they were in pain.
Oh, okay.
But it was complete ecstasy. So.
Okay, all right.
And it was for an enormous long time. It just went on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And
so it
got
really,
me out
it was
of mood.
Really good for somebody, but not necessarily good for you.
Yeah. So you guys have both experienced stage fright,
sounds
like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not stage fright so much, but the environment that I'm around.
Okay.
Will sometimes throw
so,
me off.
But you said specifically stage fright. We'll we'll come back to what you were talking about. Yeah. So
performance anxiety can be as a big thing.
Yeah.
Group sex situations, sometimes I'm good with it, sometimes I'm not.
Sure.
And if I'm not, all of a sudden it's like there really is nothing that's going to happen that's going to help.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a break off and yeah, that doesn't. That's what I'm saying. That the steel libido stuff is nice, and actually there is a difference. It's really more of a startup thing, the steel libido stuff. It doesn't help with like endurance or anything like that. That I've got covered.
Yeah.
Once I get going,
which is fucking amazing.
I'm
so
good to go.
You used to have some issues with pre-ejaculation as well,
and also premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I did. Sorry.
Yeah, a few years ago, I had an issue with premature ejaculation, and I fixed that shit. Read a bunch of books, tried a bunch of different techniques, did some thinking on the subject, some higher learning, some meditating, some masturbating, and now.
Now you can go for hours.
Once I get going, it's a long road.
Should we be calling you the Energizer Bunny?
Yeah. Yeah.
You could, yes. You could.
Yeah.
And that's not saying, now that's an interesting thing as well, because it's not constant, like once I get an erection, I'm hard until I come and it's, you know, 7 hours. It's up and down and up and down, but it's like, it takes a while to get to where I need to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been through the whole gamut.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, it's, Jesus Christ, really? And now it's like, Jesus Christ, really? My partners have always been very, very supportive of whichever situation I'm in, and I'm very grateful for that. So it's very cool. So there you have it.
Second round of the night, that'll happen. In fact, it's probably very rare I'll actually be able to achieve an orgasm two times in a night.
Yeah.
The second time, it's just going.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
So there's something to be said for tossing one off in the bathroom before your
date
gets
there.
One
of the things that helped in the beginning was the idea that about, you know, 5:30 before I came to the club, just
rub one out,
yep. And just a quick kind of like, burp, you know, there you go. And I would be good for the rest of the night. And, you know, whether I achieved orgasm again or not.
You still had fun.
I still had fun because I could actually perform and I'd be like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who cares if you come quick as long as you recover?
Well, see, and that was
the
thing.
The thing, though, because sometimes, for a long time, I was good for one. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and
if
that was it.
If it was PE involved, and it was like, here we go, boom, done. Shit.
Class.
And that's the end of the night. Everybody, go home, smoke
physical
them if you
education.
Got them, we're done. Yeah. So, but the consequence of fixing that issue is that I don't actually have to go a second round generally, because I can last until the end of the evening. Although the other night, I will say, I had two sessions, one at the beginning of the night. Actually, no, I didn't come that time. Something, anyway. So
I lose track of them too, man.
Here's why I'm confused. I went upstairs while orientation was going on. And then
Orientation?
Orientation?
Yeah.
Okay, high five.
I've done
that. That's fun.
In the frog chair on the first floor.
Oh, right out in the open, too.
Right where they
literally
sit.
While they were doing orientation, like two beds away.
It's a good shell shock for newbies.
Look through the curtain, and they're like, what the fuck is going on over there? It's kind of crazy shit, because, you know, it's loud
Poor
and screaming.
Peter.
Yeah,
he
too bad.
He was doing orientation, rolling
yeah,
his eyes.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God, what's going on? And I was with one of his orientation people, so that was even better. She was a little worried about it at first. I'm like, nope. We're not even worried about this. So
no,
yeah, the bag keeps going on. But then the second I left, and I had to run an errand, and then I came back, had a time, came that time, then we left and came back to our house, and yeah, that time didn't work. It was like, ugh.
You're just too
I'm
tired.
Going.
There's
well,
no more
going.
Blood
I'm going,
left.
But there's no, there's dust.
There's dust.
There's just going to be dust flying out.
It's Cat funny. I never experienced erection problems until I got into the lifestyle where you have group moments. Yeah. It was never a problem before, but there are some times where you get a little overwhelmed with what's going on.
Yeah.
Whether that be performance anxiety or just there's just too much stimuli and that it's counterproductive.
Or there's somebody from outside the group who joins in and uses teeth. That's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Or there's something else going on in the club. There's like somebody that you're keeping your eye on that like, what are they doing up here? With clothes on, that kind of worries me.
Yeah.
You know, which is, it happens on occasion on big nights. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
But it can happen.
It can happen. And if
it does happen, don't worry. You're normal.
You're fine.
What else you got in the bag?
I got more stuff.
There's a bag inside. It's bagception because it says bad boy on it, right?
Glass toy with about half dozen skin lifestyle condoms.
I like those.
And an anal beaded plug.
It's clean.
Yeah, it's all clean.
Oh, yeah, nipple clamps.
That is nipple clamps and...
A triple nipple clamp.
Yes, for the three-nippled lady in your life.
I get it now.
Yes, nipples and clit.
No, I like nipple clamps. They're fine.
Yeah. There's also, I think.
Although I don't like these.
Those are the Japanese style, right?
I don't like these ones.
Is that what those are called?
Slide up the shaft, the little circle, and they slowly.
They don't stay on
they
me.
They don't
for
stay on
reason.
You at all. Yeah.
They're not,
no.
They're not the best. You have to have pretty big nipples for these things to work.
Yeah.
I don't have big nipples.
I've not been too successful with that. Although the clit clamp is pretty good on that one.
I don't have a pretty big clit either.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Works good on yours.
Works, yes. It was excellent on my clit. It's fantastic.
Wow. So why do you like the Skins condoms?
Because they feel the most like just fucking. Actually,
there's a tagline
tell you
for
what,
you.
They feel the most like fucking. Actually, the Skin condoms for a while for me were a little bit... there we go. We'll talk about those in a second.
Okay.
The Skin condoms for me for a while were too thick. I would lose all sensation.
Okay.
But... that was also coinciding with the time when we were first starting to get into the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so we had 20 years of
no condoms,
years of no condoms, and suddenly have to wear condoms again. And holy shit, really? God damn.
Well, we actually had sex a couple times at home just so you could get used to it.
Just trying it. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you were worried about keeping
it
up.
And actually worked on, would masturbate with them.
Right.
And that's fun. So.
Captain Jack is now...
is
taking
over the shirt
my favorite pair of nipple clamps and putting them on over his shirt.
How's that feel?
Okay, so I like those way better. So the Japanese ones look like a V. Okay.
They look like a V,
and
they have
a
sliding.
I can feel them. That's for sure. Holy cow!
Yeah,
those are adjustable.
So those are basically like little vice grips that you can also screw down and make them tighter if you want.
You can tighter or looser.
Yep. So they're fully adjustable, but they're spring loaded.
Yes.
So. They stay on, whereas like the other, they don't. I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know what the deal is with those. It just it's because if you move at all, that little ring, it just
sprungs.
Yeah, it just kind of falls.
Okay, the initial shock's worn off now.
Okay,
after
so
a
now
while, I get kind of
you're just going to start feeling the sensation, and really, what's going to happen now is if Jenga were to like stimulate just the tip of your nipple with those clamps on, there's a little bit of sensation there, but the real fun with those nipple clamps. Is that when you release it, you immediately grab on with your lips?
Yeah,
and
no,
suck.
I don't like that. That's happened to me. No,
fuck
after
yes,
they've been
that
on for a while,
crazy.
That hurts.
Yeah,
when they take off,
you got to be real careful. You got to be real careful, and you know you have the ability to say, hey, not so much with the thing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
it's a little bit too much.
That's what's nice is those are adjustable.
They are adjustable. So you can actually let some blood back in. Oh, Captain Jack. Captain Jack going to get his O face on in a second.
I only wish that would make me come. Just
there
by,
you go. Just bam.
Ah,
So those clamps.
I've recently had orgasms from just nipple stimulation.
Really?
Yes.
Have you? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I didn't come for like 3 weeks and somebody just played with my nipples, maybe.
Yeah.
Explode.
But I don't think I can wait that long.
Yeah. So was that with the paddling? Or with a different thing? The nipple stimulation orgasm?
Yes and yes.
Oh. All right. Probably another episode.
Yeah.
So, pro tip,
if you want to keep these together,
yeah.
Clamp them together.
Yes, good
the
point.
Clamps,
also,
yes.
Generally, they are in
so
the bad boy bag. Oh, that's also the silk bag that has the
bad boy
glass.
Slogan.
And the condoms in it is the bad boy
bag,
mm-hmm. which I can also, I can pull this out because, you know, it has condoms and a couple of toys in it. I can just, you know, yoink this and take it with me if I don't need to take the caterpillar bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the blindfold.
Yeah. There you go.
A little sleep mask.
So you've got a glass thing in there, too.
Yes. Glass is awesome.
So what is this? This is called the Honey Dipper.
The Honey Dipper.
I've actually had no experience with glass.
It is a G-spot stimulator. It's also listed as an anal stimulator, but it's kind of big.
Yeah. Maybe.
Anyway. So the G-spot stimulator, basically,
I think it depends on whether or not you're really into anal play.
Right. True. It's about 6 inches long. It has a bulb at one end that's round, and then it has a teardrop-shaped bulb at the other.
Slightly angled.
Slightly angled up, so when you put it in and you pull back, you're pulling back against the G-spot. So you got to pay attention to where it's going and which orientation it is. But you pull this back, and you hit the clit with the Hitachi.
Mm-hmm.
Shaboom.
Fourth of July, huh?
And it is not quite as painful on your arm as the Spider-Man can be. That's the two fingers in the middle.
Okay.
So sometimes you get a little crampy with the arm. Yes. It's like, oh, come on. It's, oh, ow. I'm
fingers
dying.
Get and a little worn out.
It's an angle thing sometimes, too. So if you're at one angle, it works great. You change that angle by like a degree, and your arm just goes, fuck no, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Cut it out. You're not going to be able to use me for a week.
But you power through because
you power fucking through because you got to make the ladies come. So, so the glass is a good one.
It's also non-porous, so you can actually boil it, and that will sterilize it.
You know, it's you wipe it down, and you're good to go.
And if you're going to use it in the middle of a play session, you definitely want to wrap all this shit in condoms.
Yes, so yeah, we were going to get to that. But this is cold.
Yes.
So
nice
it stays cold since it's solid. So it stays cold even in somewhat warm rooms. I mean, it'll warm up eventually, come to room temperature. But cold inside is highly stimulating. Works a treat. Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get one.
Yeah. They are relatively, for a long time, glass was really, really expensive.
Like in the hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars a piece.
They've come down a little bit.
We actually got this one and a couple others on clearance. So they were like $12. It's
still seamless.
But they run about, yeah.
It's completely. Seamless.
And they're all hand blown.
Okay. Cool.
So now you can also get them. This one is smooth. You can get them with spirals and studs and little
nibs and
little things. There are some that I have seen that have got to be ornamental. There's no fucking way that you should
put...
Like the chili pepper.
There's
it's got
a chili
fucking,
pepper that somebody won at on one it. Of our raffles, and they really like it.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
And yes. The curl on the end of it doesn't give them any sort of consternation or pause.
I didn't ask.
Okay.
I did not ask.
It's probably best that you didn't.
Yeah, but it had a little...
So, yeah. And then, what is the other thing? Deodorant?
Deodorant?
I think they like to stick it in their butt.
Good thing. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Deodorant.
Yep. So
it's always good to have them.
Plastic toys. Everybody.
Individually wrapped cookies.
Energy cookies.
Those are from
those are actually from Burning Man. I don't know what
they're. They're paleo cookies.
Paleo cookies.
No, they just look like crap because they're
random,
health food.
And a random
AA battery.
Yep.
More cookies.
Jesus, this is like the police going through my bag or something.
Exactly. You're at the border. We're close enough to Canada. Been there, done that.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's the bag.
That's the bag.
Yep.
That's a bag.
Sounds not like there's something still in there, but I don't think there is.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're brave to wear that. I don't think I could.
Yeah, but who's going to argue with me, Captain Jack? Really? That's the other thing. I have had play partners who are like, really? What are you doing with that? I'm like, fucking argue with me. Really? Convince me I shouldn't be carrying this. Please. Oh, you're not going to sleep with me? Hey, you. How you doing? How's it going? Oh.
Like my backpack?
You like my backpack? You do.
It probably works.
Let's go upstairs.
Well played. I think my nipples are still tingling.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
I have very sensitive nipples.
So, stories of the week.
Stories of the week.
Before we move on, I have to ask you. Put your shit away.
I'm going to put the shit away.
Are you interested at all in doing a play bag now?
Yes and no.
Yeah. You don't want the responsibility.
Yeah, having to keep track of an extra bag, that's you know.
Shit, like there's, keep my... there's pine needles in here. Sorry.
God.
You know, if I want to jump from bed to bed, I can, you know, if
true.
I'm allowed.
True.
And then I don't have to worry about trailing
stuff
along.
Packing your shit up.
Packing stuff up. And like I said, enough people bring their own gear that, although you don't see nipple clamps, this is actually one thing I have brought to the club.
Yeah.
At one time was nipple clamps. I think it was Halloween. Mm-hmm. We brought them. That was the time we brought a bag, and there was a set of nipple clamps. Not quite as feathery like that. But.
Oh, that's the other thing about the nipple clamps that I want to talk about. Okay, so the feathers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The feathers are fucking awesome. You put one nipple... Oops. Glass. So you put the nipple clamp on, and you use the other feather to stimulate the nipple a little bit. And then when you take them off, you go in the opposite direction, so you have the feathers. And you can also tease with the feathers... So that you, you know, if the person you're with does not, so if the person you're with doesn't know that you've got the nipple clamps, you can start off with a little teasing feather action and then fire up the nipple clamp.
Whip it around.
Yeah. I have one play partner who has said that nipple clamps are right out.
Oh, yeah. There's some people.
End of play.
No. Done.
Game over. Done. We're done.
In fact, there are the people that we're with.
I agree with her.
On Halloween. She tried them out. She never tried them out. It's like, oh, no, yeah, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No. She liked her nipples played with gently anyways.
Ah, yeah.
Wasn't going to work for her.
Yeah. There you go.
Jank is taking a picture of the dildo. That's,
I am. That's yes.
Stuck to the table.
Stuck to the table.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's going back.
It's kind of a small suction cup for compared to what I've seen before.
So does that get okay.
Okay, what is your question?
So the suction cup
yes.
part of it.
Yes.
Do you like stick it on?
It can be stuck to stuff, like
yeah.
a wall.
Right.
Tile.
Have you done that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Like in a shower?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's awesome. I was not there for that.
No, you weren't. That's right. It's also good for general, just like here, we're going to tease things with that mouths. Stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Just like more of a prop.
Here, suck on that for a little while.
Right.
How about I suck at this for a little while?
It goes off the other direction, too. Mm. So, here. Oh, cool. I found this in your bag. Here, try that.
Bloop.
Bloop. Yeah, whatever. It's all good.
So, did I hear you guys took a little trip recently?
Yes, we did. We did take a little trip.
With a bag?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we've had quite the adventurous week.
Through
quite
the
adventurous week.
TSA... people.
I think I'm saving that one for the next episode.
Oh,
actually,
that's why you're looking at me weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Ha! Stay tuned.
I'm not looking at you weird. I'm looking at you like I normally look at you.
Which is weird. Yeah. I accept that.
That's all good. So I got to make sure everything's back in each bag because, you know.
So
adventure time.
Story
yes,
time.
Adventure time.
Story time.
Story time.
Saturday.
It's been a relatively quiet month. Overall,
yeah.
Just in general, we haven't the club's been not slow, but there hasn't been a lot of parties.
Right.
We actually lined up a gathering of me and my girlfriend and two other couples that we know from the club. Outside of the club, we went downtown Seattle, went to a place called 88 Keys, which mm-hmm. is an awesome place, and turned out the dueling pianos that normally play there every Saturday night. They're not playing there.
It was canceled.
It was canceled. There's some other live performance. And anyways, we ended up, one of the couples lives downtown Seattle, and they knew all the hot clubs. They were a little on the younger side anyways. Went to a place called Amber, which is pretty, really, really cool. And we ended up in the VIP lounge area upstairs because the girl that brought us there knew connections or whatever, so we were up there. And the girl's like, okay, we're gonna go downstairs and we're gonna go try to get a bunch of numbers from guys, and you guys upstairs get a bunch of numbers from girls, and we'll come back and see who wins. And so the three of us guys, there was only one with real mojo. It wasn't me. I was like thrust back into the bar scene like, this never worked.
So that's actually a good example of stage fright as well, right there. It's not performance anxiety. Well, it might be some performance anxiety attached to it, but that's a perfect example of like you know, into a situation where you're not comfortable, and then you spiral.
Yes.
You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's a downward spiral.
Yeah. All right.
But
all right.
I should qualify that it never worked unless I was on stage.
Got it.
Then you're on stage.
Well,
you
can't do shit about it.
How do you not
work?
Right.
But there was no stage to be on, and
yep.
Yeah. And there was a big group of bachelorette party, big group of 20-year-old women coming in, all decked out. I mean, showing all their junk and look at you weird when you look at them. Like, mm-hmm. They don't want you to look at them.
Right.
Well, we ended up meeting a couple that night that were really interested in going to the club.
Mm-hmm.
And another of our couples there, we're going to take them one Saturday night a couple weeks ago. And they ended up not being able to make it. But anyways, it was a fun night overall. We didn't play, but it was a good time to get outside
of
the
club. And good socializing.
With people that we got to know there, not just sexually, but, you know, normal life stuff.
Right.
You get to know them personally, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
So what if you've seen them naked first?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of that social stress off, though,
mm-hmm.
when you've seen them naked first.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's true. And then we had a gathering, like, last Thursday night with three of our club friends.
Fun.
And it was a no-play party. But
yeah.
It was fun
just
anyways.
Get together.
And then we have another one, although I have a feeling it might be a play party this time, down in Seattle this next Saturday.
Fun. But, awesome. So you're doing a lot of socializing and resource building and relationship
outside,
building.
Outside, yes.
And in the, you know, swinger world at large, swingers are not known for having relationships. It's all about the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, no connections, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what has really been fostered at our club is what they call progressive swinging,
mm-hmm.
where couples want to get to know each other and go on double dates and hang out. I know.
People might actually be interested in knowing the people they're having sex with on a more personal level.
Right, but without,
doesn't sound like swinging at all.
Well, I was talking to somebody in
polyamory.
Sort of.
Kind of.
But, you know, if polyamorous purists are saying if you're not in love with them, then it's not legitimate. Mm-hmm. Because we're trying to cram all these rules and regulations on relationships.
I agree with that. I mean, an actual loving relationship needs to be there for it to be polyamory.
Yeah, but
there's
degree,
a lot of that there at the club,
But what
too.
Degree of love?
True.
Like, I love you.
I adore you.
Yeah.
But you're right. More of the everyday longing to see them type of love.
I have that going on.
Oh, what? With, kind of a recent. Well, no. Yeah. I mean, you guys have been seeing each other for
about
a while
about
now.
A month. Yeah.
Yeah.
About 2 months, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're so Jesus, you're, that's kind
right?
of
it has
that's,
been that long.
That's out of the bag now. It's kind of polyamorous.
Yeah. It's getting there.
So, okay, let's go to your new events then, if you're
my new events. Oh, Lord. What was the Should cutoff on this? I have recently engaged in a relationship where there is a lot of exploration of topping and bottoming. So
domination and submission.
Domination and submission, and different ways of bringing out the beating in somebody, and achieving gratification through sensation play,
mm-hmm. not necessarily direct sexual contact,
right? Although there generally is direct sexual contact, you know, immediately after, or sometimes during. And I gotta say, it's a whole new thing for me. It's a whole new world.
Bring
yes, it's
Disney.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I am having a great time,
great.
And awesome. I'm finding that my natural sort of bottomy tendencies in some relationships are completely turned on their ear in this relationship, and I am able to be the dominant person when I need to be. And one of the things that I'm finding the most fun in this relationship is that we switch in the middle of play. So we'll get...
You're both switches.
Yeah. Didn't know that about myself.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You don't normally find that.
Right. So,
like in the middle of play, you
like
switch.
We're working on something and we'll get to a point and then
somebody calls out, switch!
Chinese fire drill.
Yes, exactly. No, but it's just a matter of, like, okay, now it's your turn. So I will grab a hank of hair on the back of her head, and that is an immediate like, okay, we're turning the tide now. We're changing direction, and explore a little breath play and some sensation play and a lot of sensual play with what I do to her. We haven't quite moved into the impact play yet with me topping her on that. Mm-hmm. We're getting there. Actually, the first time we didn't play that night, but the first time she approached me, she asked me to flog her. I was like, I didn't know anybody knew I flog people. She said, yep. So I said, fuck yeah, let's go. That worked out very well.
Awesome.
Although we didn't play that night, so it was just, you know, that thing that happened, and then she took off.
The one time I was flogged, we didn't play that night either. It was on a different realm entirely.
You dropped.
Not something I was even thinking about.
Yeah.
It's really, really weird fucking shit.
That's one of the... Wait, the flogging was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things that we've been exploring is dropping. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea that the sub will go into called subspace.
Yeah.
Which is basically very much like...
It's a euphoric
space. It's like being high.
Yeah.
If it's...
Very much.
And it can get real, real deep.
Yeah.
So I have discovered that I am able to drop her very quickly. Bring her back and drop her again, which is really fun. It works for her too, apparently. And that's really cool. And then she can drop me, which usually comes from being beat for me. Flogging.
There's a huge amount of trust involved in that.
There really is. And the outset of this relationship, I just decided to just lay it out. She asked what I was into, and I just said, this. And laid out a whole list of things. And she's like, okay, cool. Sweet. All right, let's go. Let's do this. Let's have this happen.
So what happened this week? Because that's what we're talking about is like recent adventures.
Well, that is a recent adventure. That is what happened this week.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Is there something specific that I've told you that you're trying to angle at? Or am I just...
Oh, no. So I came home one night this week.
Uh-huh. Oh, and yeah. Let's tell your story.
He
and
wasn't
I'll tell
home, but he had texted me and said, I'm taking my girl home. And I was like, all right, cool. We'll see when I get there. And I either had a date or was working late. I can't remember. Oh, it was working late because it was the party there. And I get home and there's like bits of wax all over the bedroom. And I was like, fuck. Oh,
that's right.
Wax play without me.
And the candles. Yes. Candles. That's right. She left the candles.
Wax play? ? Exclamation point.
Sad smiley face.
So jealous.
Sad face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That night was something. So, yeah, we explored.
And that was the first time you've done wax play.
That was the very first
time.
So,
interestingly, they are exploring things that he won't do with me. Hmm. Yeah. And
how do you feel about
that? Well, that I haven't done with you yet.
Well, but there's
but
some
there
things.
Some that
so
yeah, there's some things that I'm
with
not.
With my history, I had had a pretty violent childhood and growing up, and he knows my history. He's been through the healing process with me, therapy and the whole nine yards and working through stuff. And so for him, that kind of stuff freaks him out.
So, okay, so here for me, because we had a...
And I'm struggling with it, by the way.
We had a long conversation. We had a long conversation
good
about
that you're
this
talking about it.
Yeah.
The other day, and then she had a conversation with another person about it the other night, and when we talked about it yesterday, it was, okay, so this is why this is affecting, and this is why this is happening. But for me, I distinctly, every time we start working on something that's a little rough, something that's a little bit, like, you know... dangerous.
Not
risk.
Dangerous. I wouldn't
risk,
go there. I
not
mean,
dangerous,
we're pretty vanilla when it comes to the play stuff.
But breath play, or even you know, hair pulling will work. But breath play is something you know that kind of thing, or
spankings
for whatever reason. But here's the thing: for me,
you like spankings.
I do, and
she
won't.
She does, and here's the thing:
I'm
getting to a point where I probably can now because I'm learning to separate that from the trauma. Okay, so I am sitting here as we've been together for 20 years. There has been a long period of time where there were times when if I touched her, there was a flinch, and we had to work out what was going on because she was processing something, and it was just like, okay. And it wasn't like, it didn't alienate me or push me away. It was just one of those like, okay, so sometimes I'm not going to be able to touch you in the middle of your back because somebody punched you there one time, mm-hmm. and you're remembering that and that kind of thing. And it's like, so yeah, so now she's saying, spank me. I'm like,
no.
Have I spanked you more than him?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
It's more like a greeting now.
It is.
I see at the club.
Yeah. Hey. Well, I didn't get one today. God damn it. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Thank you.
There we go.
I didn't have enough behind it.
It's all right.
Angle.
It's we jeans. Can practice.
It's also jeans.
And it's jeans.
Jeans.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think you tried spanking me on the dance floor one time when you were trying to ask me something on the mic in front of everybody. And I had a wallet on.
You did. I was like, fuck.
Was like, how did that feel? And we're trying to discuss sensation play or something like that. And like, oh, not much. I have my armor there.
I know. You were a dick.
All right. So that recent play experience. Okay. So what we did was she prepared a smorgasbord sampler platter for me.
A sensation play.
And we explored handcuffs, and we explored, did she have a flogger? No. So we explored handcuffs, we explored wax play, we explored a little bit of anal play, and what else? A couple other things. But yeah, the wax play was most in evidence because all the wax that fell off me went on the bed. But it's all dry. I mean, it was like, it was just a matter of
shaking. It wasn't that much of a mess. I was shocked.
It's just
because like when I've done wax play.
Yeah.
Because I have exploration stations set up periodically for people that want to try stuff, but mm-hmm. maybe don't know how to do it at home or freaked out or whatever. And the wax play usually makes a big fucking mess. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it didn't make that much of a mess. It was awesome.
Right up there with the body sundaes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's a nightmare of a mess sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was our time.
I don't like wax. I wasn't sure about it. It's ever felt on me. I just it's
all blindfolded. So I had no idea. I had no idea what was going to be happening. The wax actually felt like she was taking the wax and actually placing it on me with like a paintbrush, the way it was, because it dried so fast and it was warm. It wasn't hot. It didn't like sting or anything like that. Like the initial drip was like, what the, oh, okay. That doesn't feel bad. Because I knew she had the candles
right.
and I knew she had lit them, but I didn't know whether she had brought the candles for ambiance or whether they were for wax play because she didn't tell me. Because she's an excellent top. So I got a lot of relax, breathe, here we go.
Oh, fun.
It was awesome.
Right.
Yeah, I got us. And yes.
I won't do wax. I won't do electricity.
You don't want to do them together.
Yeah, definitely.
Electricity melts the wax.
Definitely don't want to do them together.
I never thought about that, but I guess it makes
it
true.
It remelts
the
wax.
Yeah, I found that out by accident.
Yep.
Oopsies. Oh, well. Sorry, guys.
I think I stuck my finger in plugs one too many times when I was a kid.
All right.
See, and I think it becomes either a fear or a fetish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because for me, yeah, I got electrocuted 3 times that I remember. Like serious, like grabbing an electric fence or
I grabbed an electric fence. Once.
I stuck a key in a light socket one time because somebody told me that it was not a live active light socket. And I was like, all right,
put your key in there. Start up the house.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the knife in the toaster thing.
Mm-hmm. That. Yeah.
Probably. Everybody does that.
Everybody
right?
does.
I've never done that.
Why do they always do it plugged in? Collectively, we're dumbasses.
Pretty much.
I used a fork.
In my defense, I was 4, so.
Oh, well.
Well, it's not as bad as me putting.
I guess.
Yeah, my mom is still shocked to this day that I didn't die at some point.
I don't know. I was almost 18.
Crazy ass shit I do.
I was almost 18 observing wildlife in a field in Kansas. And
that's
like,
how you found out about sex?
Yeah. That's how I found out about sex. You're right. That's true. That's true. Yeah. And nothing's ever been the same since then. Because those birds fucking go at it hard.
So I fucked somebody to sleep this week.
Oh, I want to hear about this. You hinted to that earlier. Please.
So I'm playing with one of my playmates, and he decides that we're going to leave the curtains open. I am not an exhibitionist.
It's true. I've never seen you upstairs.
Yeah, my boundaries are getting pushed with that quite a bit.
Excellent.
It's not bad. It's not as painful as I thought it would be.
No.
So, interestingly, I have a stage persona. I've been on stage since I was like a little kid. Didn't have stage parents. Just totally, it was my thing, my own thing. And for whatever reason, I don't like putting on a show when I'm having sex. And that's what it feels like every single time. For me, it's like, nope.
That does not compute, if you think about it, that you are the entertainment director of a lifestyle
club. Those are characters.
And you are on stage all the time, and those are just characters. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
When it comes down to the real fun performing,
real person.
It's behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So my boundaries are getting stretched. And he's like, I'm letting the curtains open. I'm like, okay.
Which one were you in?
The glow room.
The glow room. Okay, one of those.
Yeah, the glow room. Yeah. And
those
are
well
visible. He was going to town, apparently. And I was into it. My eyes were closed, whatever. Yeah. Apparently, we were gathering quite a crowd.
Yep.
And then somebody just wanted to join.
Yeah. A third?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you score a unicorn just passing by?
Yep. Just jump on in. Let's have a party.
Nice.
And it was a lot of fun. It was fun. Don't know her name.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That happened.
There were no negotiations. It was interesting because we negotiated as we went. You know, is this okay? Do you like this? And it was just that very quick, you know, how is this? Yeah. So apparently she came a whole bunch and then just passed out and I had to roll her over to get my Hitachi out.
Oh my God.
Awesome. Yeah, so she was hot.
Get your Hitachi out of the cubby or just get it out of your bag?
From under her.
Oh my God.
And my play partner helped.
Yeah.
Like, 1, 2, 3. Right?
That's awesome.
We were pantomiming. It was like something. Oh, no.
Don't wake her up.
Shh. She was so peaceful.
What if she's crabby?
Did you get her name? No, I didn't get her name. I don't know who she is.
Oh. Maybe she'll be nice and friend you on the website.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Oh, that night. That's the night I was playing with my girlfriend and then another couple. That was okay. So
that must have been after I left because I was in the glow room that night.
Yeah,
with two other couples.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway,
so yeah,
fun.
Yeah. So you're good.
I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah, great
Any
week.
Business?
We're all good.
That was fun.
Any business anybody
good
needs?
Good times.
I don't know. I think we should probably just let everybody know that if they want to contact us, they can contact us at theofacedpodcast@gmail.com. They can follow us on Twitter @theofacedpodcast. And
as in the O, the letter O.
The O, Face Podcast,
o.
yes.
The letter O, not
O-H. The letter O. Yeah, not
O-H,
just O.
O.
And then we've got a website, theofacedpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably where you downloaded this podcast. So there you go. Everybody's good. So, yeah. That just leaves me standing here.
This is fun.
Freckles.
And I'm Miss Jenga.
I'm Captain Jack.
We're done.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Captain Jack.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Guitar, and Captain Jack.
He's the guy.
with a guitar.
No. No prick, but if you had a dick. Yes.
All right.
Are you recording?
I am recording that.
Fuck you, God!
God, warn us about that shit.
Thank you for level setting with me, everyone.